Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on for a lot of reasons. You know, look, got a lot of feedback the other day. And, you know, Colette Steffen is joining me here today. I wanted to talk about it. Colette Marie Steffen. But for me, she's Colette. At the bottom line is we're going to talk about stuff because, yes, I did talk about the eclipse. I did talk about the fact that Jupiter is in retrograde, my planet, but it's also aligned with Sagittarius. And yes, you all sent me a lot of things about astrologically, Mercury in retrograde. Here's the message. Life goes on. It does. But Colette is going to take us through how life can go on abundantly. Today, I get to talk to my friend, my colleague, about when your physical environment supports you, life is just easier. In like a gazillion million ways. But let me tell you a little bit about Colette. Of course, you know her as the host of The Truth is Funny. You also may know much more about her in the energy work that she does, her book, The Truth is Funny. But you also may know her about the phenomenal way that she engages people, whether it's through her workshops, her webinars, or simply her fabulous radio show. What you may not know is that, and she'll give me an update on this, for some time now, she has been working on these amazing, amazing, beautiful energy cards. And she's going to tell you a little bit about them. Actually, I hope a lot about them. And the reason I'm excited about this is because I remember the first time I think I saw the first one. And I grabbed right onto it. And I think maybe, Colette, you had only been doing a couple. Now, the deck. And I have the deck at a certain point in time. But today, there's a flow of energy we need to talk about. We need to talk about it in a way so that we do not put our energy and argue for our limitations because maybe your ruling planet, like mine, Jupiter, is in retrograde, or our network's ruling planet, Mercury, is in retrograde. Because here's the deal. People like Colette and me, sometimes we need to slow down. But that doesn't mean we stop. It just means we catch our breath. Colette, it's great to have you.
I want to say thank you so much, Pat. It's my pleasure to be on the show, and I just love working with you. It's always fun. And I had a radio show this morning, and it was, you know, basically around the same topic. We just, you know, on yesterday we started our solar eclipse. I'm also a Sag.
Yes, you are.
Poor Linda.
But, you know, thank goodness for Linda, that triple Virgo that she is, right?
Yeah.
The good news is she's so close to the cusp. She's got that triple Virgo, but that Libra energy that Jessica has. But, you know, here we are, right? And what does that mean to someone like you and me? First of all, this is really our year. And a lot of people don't know that Jupiter has come home to Sagittarius, came home December or November of 18, stays there for a year.
Yes.
And yeah. The massive energy of it, right? This is available to everybody, mm-hmm. right? But when we talk about this, we have to talk about your work, and we have to talk about the quantum field and energy of our lives, don't we?
Well, for me, I started this deck it was 12 years ago, and I have been working on it diligently. At first I thought I was maybe, I phoned my mentor at the time because I had gone for certification so I could take, so that I could become a practitioner and be teaching seminars and with a method. And what happened is when I got that certification, I phoned her and I said, I'm certifiable. That's the good news. The bad news is, I don't think in a good way, because I got a big giant dragon sitting here in my living room. That was the first one. She told me, oh, we're from the Intergalactic Federation of Light, and you are going to paint 64 of us. I had no idea that that was because of the 64 tetrahedron grid at the time. I was like, okay, I hope they're little paintings. Well, they're not. This one back here is a reproduction. I use local talent here in the Okanagan, and he does beautiful, beautiful reproductions of my paintings. And so those are available for purchase. But when I started this deck, I said to my mentor, and she said, well, you're strong to it. And we both laughed. And here I am 12 years later. And I think at the time when I first brought them out, I had 25 cards. And I realized I had all these beautiful maestros in the deck, these beautiful dragons, and they're imprinted with crystal energies. They're imprinted with all the energetic shifting I do as I paint them. And I crank the music on and I get in touch with the collective influence and I work on, okay, what's this one for? And so as the deck came about, it turns out there's 28 maestros, and those would be like the shamans of the deck. And I went to Peru and I did ceremony there. And that's when I realized that, oh, the cards that are vertical in my deck, those are the maestros. The cards that are horizontal in my deck, those ones mean that there's a change in direction that needs to be taken. And so, those cards, there's 12 astrological cards, which I call the aspects of life. Because if we look at the horoscope and the wheel, those 12 aspects, actually in the beginning, it's the infant, I am. And then we go to the toddler, and then and so we can go around that. And when we get all the way back around to Pisces, we're, you know, then we start over again. And so the Sagittarian energy is about adventure and traveling and, you know, being kind of out there. And Sagittarians have a tendency to be maybe obsessed with knowledge.
It's like the old adage, or actually, you know, if Linda's your best friend, it's like, hello, are you actually going to do anything with that? Or are you going to stare at it to death?
But with this deck, the reason I brought these, like I they're beautiful paintings, and I love doing them. I've been doing them for 12 years, and the longest one took me 3 years. That was courage. And that's from the solar plexus. And I'm working on appreciation right now. And it just so happens, like now that I have the foundation of my program, I'll just show you.
Yes, please.
This is one of the first manual from my Call to Dance program. And inside, I've incorporated the cards along with diagrams that people can color in.
Wow.
And we use these. There's the picture of being caught between a rock and a hard place, between heaven and hell. We can make life heaven or hell anywhere we go. Have you noticed that, Pat?
Yeah, no, you think, right? I mean, and not only that, we can create it when we're sleeping.
Yes.
We don't even have to be.
Our subconscious and unconscious mind are constantly on HSN, chit-chat, and our conscious mind doesn't necessarily recognize that that's what's going on. So this the energy correcting cards, there's two parts to my Tales from the Vector. Because I've been working on it for 12 years and I brought the first cards out 3 years ago, what I've done now is, you know, every year I bring out another round. And so those cards I've been selling individually, you can get them on Tales from the Vector and check them out there, or you can go to the Truth is Funny and also .com and also check them out there. But these cards now, they actually, the energy correcting cards have been out there for 3 years, and I'm getting some very phenomenal results from them.
Tell us about that, because I want to hear, for people that may be listening, because this, the audience is growing, you know, across the board. But I want folks to understand what we're talking about, because not everybody has experienced you like I have.
Okay.
Or like other people that tune into your show. I mean, they don't know that, you know, that people have worked with you and energy correcting for Lyme disease. But now we're talking about these cards. And so what I get is fascinated by them every time I touch them.
Mm-hmm. That's what I found.
I don't have your knowledge.
At the beginning, I didn't even mention the dragons for about 5 years.
Yeah, I remember.
I've taught seminars back and forth for 10 years now, for a decade or 15 years now. I've given hundreds of free talks. I do that on the Friday night before I have a seminar. My new program is called Call to Dance. Because we are all being called right now. And a lot of people are trying to march through life to get to the goal. And I say, let's dance through it. And so I was called 15 years ago into this work. And what I do is I identify and eliminate hidden energetic blocks that prohibit people from accessing their authentic desires. And I love to share information about how I do it. So that's what I've been doing. And I have worked extensively back and forth across Canada with all sorts of practitioners. I've been in Egypt teaching seminars, in Spain. I've been in Germany, England. So, and now I'm back in Kelowna here, and we happen to have a dragon here, Ogopogo, right here in Kelowna. And she was just seen out at Skaha Lake. There's a video on the news that they have, but there's always a, is she really out there or not? She's the water dragon out here.
Right.
Ogopogo. And so, but I call her synchronicity, because what I found after traveling all around the world is that I wanted to live in Kelowna. And so
that's a great place.
It's one of the most beautiful places
in the
world.
I know.
Yeah.
I
just love it here. And like, there's lakes and they're clean and, you know, it's just so Canadian.
Okay. So we would say it's so Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
But I think what you're talking about too is, and let's talk about this for a minute, because when you first talked with me about it, before you talked with the world about the cards, there was something about them that could not be explained. So there are two parts to this that people may not know. We're talking about the cards, and now we're talking about integrating the cards and the mm-hmm. corrected value of the cards. But I don't know that people know that, like behind you, mm-hmm. like right behind your head, mm-hmm. that is a painting.
Yes.
Okay. And the painting is painted in a certain way.
Yes. This painting was the second one. This is sexuality.
Yep.
All the women love him. We go to the holistic fair and they'll say, whoa, we really like that one. The men like him too.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's from, what I did is I wrote my book. I'm just going to show you the
yes.
Truth is Funny. So this is I think it was published about 4 years ago now. It's been out there now for around that time. And I found out a long time ago when I was doing ads for my seminars and that, or my business cards, you can imprint things with your energy. And so that's why these dragon cards work, is because they're not just about feng shui. They actually say they are a quantum arrangement.
Yes.
Because it's not just about feng shui for people who are interested in feng shui or who know about it. These cards have, like, they come from the center of your home. And so when we talk about our physical environment, what I mean by that is the home you live in, the country you live in, the city you live in, all of these, where you go to work, your vehicle, all of these have an ability to strengthen our physical intelligence, which allows us to be in homeostasis in our body. Homeostasis is a state of perfection in the body. And if we get out of our own way, our body knows exactly what to do to heal.
Right.
And most weaknesses, well, 99.99% of physical pain in the body is actually at a deeper level, at root cause, rarely ever physical, like almost never. And so a lot of the issues that come up is emotional or psychological, mental. It can be a spiritual issue, a soul issue. So the cards just speed this up for me. What I found is that if I imprinted my cards with the energy, and my intention was my business card, put it on the fridge, and as you walk by, it'll energetically remind you to shift yourself so that whatever is bothering you in that moment is gone. And the problem with so many people's homes, well, for one thing, a lot of them are busy driving back and forth to work so that they can have a home that they barely can.
Right, exactly. That's right. That's exactly right. Who came up with that crazy idea?
Yeah. Like, so, you know, all these people doing this. And then when you walk into your home, you don't realize it. You know, that gift that someone gave you and you love the person, but you really don't like it, but you keep it. Every time.
Totally understand exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. Every time you walk by that, what happens is your energy drops. Every single time. It's like for some people too, the procrastination people, for decluttering, quite often procrastination.
Yeah. Let's just be clear about procrastination, because I got a text message from somebody about this the other day. Any of these planets that go into retrograde, that has nothing to do with having that as an excuse to procrastinate. I just want to clear that up. And by the way, we're going to do some clearing right now. 1-800-930-2819. Yeah. Retrograde procrastination. No, that's not it. 1-800-930-2819. Let's get the stuff cleared out now. And I hope we're going to do some cards. Okay. So let me ask you about this. I'm going to use a specific thing to get some help. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing table tennis and I'm back into, you know, taking great care of myself, all of that. And I love to play. It's really mental for me, right? Like paddling. Mm-hmm. Paddling is like a mental thing, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Well, see, what people don't understand is a lot of people want to meditate, meditate, sit and meditate. For me, I'm not saying that that's a, you know, going inward is always a good thing. I just like to do it really, really quick, like in a second.
Yeah.
So if I'm out on the lake and I'm on a paddleboard and I'm like out there enjoying and moving my body, I am at my most powerful then, because the universe likes to see action. I'm doing something that I absolutely love to do. And it, you know, and one thing that also I love about paddleboarding is you're always having to look into the distance and also be knowledgeable about what's happening close up.
Yeah.
And this is extremely important. And so
table tennis too.
Well, your reflexes have to be really, really fast. And with table tennis, I mean, you just won. We were joking about this, but I want to see your trophy because you didn't really show it to me. I want to take a look here.
There is my trophy.
Oh, look at that. I love it. Isn't that awesome? And it brings joy, because this is something that you love to do. See, for me,
you know what somebody said to me? They said, "Oh, did you win that for your age group?"
What?
I know.
How insulting.
Well, no, I understand. I understand why. But I said, "Well, no, it's just the group that I'm rated in." And I said, "You know, I said, but there are tournaments that you can enter for your age group. As a matter of fact, I also have a gold medal for that, my age group in the state of Washington." But what you're talking about is so important, because we don't know that when we're participating in what you're doing, what I'm doing, everything else fades away. And
the answer for that is, like,
fades away. Yeah.
What I teach people is how, you know, we have a, if we are like a computer, and this computer is binary. It only has two choices. You're either in alignment or you're out of alignment with energy. And so the hard drive is your central nervous system in your spine. And I like to plug into the heart to get to where, because to really attract your authentic desires, I have energetically shifted people and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
I was talking on my show this morning, like it's really interesting because the problem is quite often that the subconscious mind, which is formed by the time we're seven, that mind is what we usually fall back on when we get triggered or we're under stress. And that's really just our parents, grandparents, teachers, our cultural experiences, and up to the age of seven. So when people tend to get upset, let's say they get in an argument with their spouse, they'll go back to how it was when they were little and their parents argued. Just doing exactly. There's a card I have in the deck here. I don't know.
You're going to hold it up. And for those of you out there, we are clearing energy right now. 1-800-930-2819. Say hi to Benny. 1-800-930-2819. Or go to transformationtalkradio.com. For those of you that are like, I cannot call in, Pat. Type your question, your comment there. What do you need to clear out? But what do you want the flow of energy to support? So let's see the card.
Okay, so I couldn't find that one, but I found this is the card.
What one popped up though? What's the one that popped up?
This is otherworldly desires. This is my favorite card. This is the orgasm card.
I love that card.
So people put this in their lingerie drawers, along with Mr. Sexuality here. And
wow.
It has worked for many, many people. I have a chapter in my book here, which is called Hard Men Are Good to Find.
I know. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, listen, here's the deal. I want to get some answers, and I want to show people how this works. So here's the story. I didn't know I was going to tell you this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, here I am going on my way. And honestly, you know the healing journey I've been on. And I'm like way okay, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, my right knee blows up to the size of a soccer ball. Totally soccer ball. And so I go into my doctor and I say to my doctor, okay, look at this knee. And let's just cut to the short version. Of course, they drain out two giant vials of fluid. Send it out for testing. And, you know, I'm the kind of person that you better be able to explain to me the numbers on the test. Mm-hmm. And everything's got to match. But they don't really have an answer. You know, their answer is, oh, it looks good. There's nothing going on in there. I'm like, well, wait a minute. There's something wrong between this test and my last blood work. So can't. And I find myself that I have to explain this to the doctors. But here I am.
It's not so uncommon.
Metaphorically playing a sport that requires my knees to be in good shape. And I've got minimally four vials of fluid in there and they take out two.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. But let's talk about that because I want to get to the point where you said certain parts of the body represent certain things. So let's talk about that. So because this is what this is today, about this quantum energy, and it's about the environment. It's about
much more, too. People really understood the slightest thing, like the scent of perfume of someone that reminds you, say, of a school teacher that was mean to you when you were in kindergarten, someone that looks like someone. And also a lot of people, like say, that are hoarders, they'll have a tendency to be that way because of the ancestors' experiences, or you may have had some spiritual experiences in other lifetimes that if you believe in reincarnation, whether you do or you don't, it doesn't really matter. There's enough people on the planet that believe in it, that it has an effect on all of us.
That's correct.
Yes. And so, because every single thought we have, is as soon as people get so upset, oh, I don't want people to steal my information or whatever. And it's like, as soon as you have a thought, that thought becomes the property of the universe, of the multiverse. So someone like you who blows up your knee, which knee was it?
My right knee. But you know what happened simultaneously, we found out? Somebody took a picture of mine and created a Facebook account as me.
Oh.
And Jessica, all in the same time frame. Now, I didn't know any of that. Jessica's like figuring it out.
Okay, so your knees are about support.
Okay.
It's about your ability to support yourself.
There you go.
And your knees are like from about the age of like from the knee down to the like at the ankles. If you have a weakness in your ankles, quite often that comes from a lack of support from the, it can be on a physical and non-physical level from
your
parents. And we have to understand our parents, we most likely have karma with.
Oh, that's so my story. No, I'm not kidding. Yeah. I mean, remember, I got kicked out at 17. I mean, support. And there's a lot of reasons behind it for me.
Well,
my mom committed suicide when I was six. So there's a lot of reasons for it.
You had, what's coming up is exactly what you just said. And how old were you when your knee went?
The first knee accident I had?
Yeah.
Or this. The first time I had, so like this is a lifelong athletic issue with the knee. So just to be clear with you.
It actually is not an athletic issue.
But I mean, it shows up like that.
On an energetic level, it shows up that way.
Yeah.
It's a fitness issue.
Okay.
And it's coming from the back to the front of the knee. So
that's right.
Yes.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
How do I know that? Because all of a sudden now I've got a Baker cyst in the back of my knee. And I'm like, a what?
Oh, that's pure anger.
A Baker cyst.
Yeah.
And I'm like, take it out.
Okay.
Like,
so we're just going to
take it out.
Let's get it to shrink.
Yeah, let's get that to shrink now.
We get in touch with that right now.
All right, let's do it.
Anytime there's a cyst or a sore, you can listen to the languaging of the person. I have a, if someone's sore, they're angry. You know, I'm sore with you. And that's what it's coming up with. And it's on the right side. So this issue is actually not with your mother. This is more of an issue with your father. And so the right side of your body has a, on an energetic level, is, you know, there's a lot of talk out there about the left brain, right brain, and how the left brain controls the right side and the right brain the left side. But you know, if you look at the yin yang symbol, there's white teardrop, black teardrop, and then there's a dot of black and a dot of white. And so this is what I teach in my seminars and in my manuals, is that, you know, this is the yin yang symbol is about us being together as one in an integrated way. An integration of your of the physical body is called homeostasis. Homeostasis happens when we neutralize all the underlying non-physical energetic weaknesses as well as the physical ones. So if I'm working with a client, I'll ask on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, hair on fire, press the panic button, and zero being totally neutral, where are you on that scale? And so where are you on that scale when you think about that cyst on your knee?
Like if I actually think about it, so I don't think about it generally, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't wake up and say, oh, I got the cyst, the thing, I really don't.
But when you can't get in contact with it now.
Well, where I go is, dude, get rid of it. I'm like, my doctor won't get rid of it. And he's
okay,
got
so
like,
what is the number that, like, when you think about the bother around that, what number are you at? 10 being the worst.
Yeah. I'm probably about a 4 or 5.
Yeah.
It just doesn't pop up.
Yeah. So it's not like you're that concerned about it, but it's kind of like, let's get you strong to the idea.
It's an annoyance. It's like, seriously, this thing is getting in the way of what I want to do.
Okay,
it's
so
like, it's getting.
Did you just hear the words that you just said?
Yeah.
On the same day, you got hacked.
I didn't even get hacked. Let's just be clear what happened. I got copied. And Kathy, I'm going to get your question right up here about the money energy. I love that.
Okay.
So hang on, Kathy. I didn't get hacked. I mean, we're hacked all the time. I got copied. Apparently, that's what somebody did.
How dare they? How dare they think they could?
You know, I had a friend say to me, and I shared this this morning. They said to me, "Oh, dude, like you've arrived." And I'm like, "What? What do you mean? I know I'm arrived. I mean, I'm old enough to have arrived multiple times in this lifetime, right? I know I'm arrived." They said, "Yeah, but you really have arrived." I said, "What? What are you talking about?" They said, "Somebody copied your picture, went to the trouble to set up a Facebook account as you, Pat, under some name."
So you're like a movie star.
No, like what? And I'm thinking, like, I honestly,
it's a
what
new
I
series
thought
of
was,
catfish, huh, Pat?
Thank you, Penny.
That's exactly what it is. I want to get in on this episode.
Oh my God! Right, Penny? Right? Right?
This morning, I did my own Facebook Live show.
Yeah.
And my hosts are Stella and Pearl, but Pearl decided to show up for like 2 minutes, and Stella, right before, she must have gotten nervous because she projectile vomited off my computer.
Well,
stand.
You don't have to worry because Facebook totally crashed. It's not even working now. Yeah. And so, like, what's up with you, Facebook? Well, I'll tell you what's up with Facebook. Everybody's trying to hack Facebook. And, you know, it's not a mistake, right, that we're talking about something like this.
No, like, it's funny to me because I went to all this effort to actually get out of my jammies for this radio show.
Well, look at me. I actually am wearing a color that I would never wear, but I wear it just for you.
And you look beautiful in it.
Thank you.
Orgasmic.
Thank you. Thank you.
I
Thank
also
you.
Pulled this card for you.
Tell me what the card was.
This one is sensuality. There's 6 dragonflies in my deck. And this one is a beautiful card. This is about using your sensitivity. And we talk about this.
Wait a minute. Do you know I have a special relationship with dragonfly?
I didn't know that.
Explain this. Well, I can be out in public and I can see a dragonfly and I can put out my hand. I actually have pictures of this and it'll land on my hand.
Yeah, well, you have an affinity to dragonflies and an affinity like dragons. Dragonflies hang out with dragons. And what's so cool about dragonflies is that they're brilliant and sparkly and they're like a helicopter. You know, they can stop on a dime, turn around. And so the 6 cards in the deck that are the dragonflies.
Hold that up again.
This is sensuality. And she is very, very, this is about taking all your sensitivity. Sometimes people, when they're really intuitive, especially when they're younger, people will say to them, oh, you're too sensitive. Have you ever been told you're too sensitive?
Are you serious? So I get told 2 things and they're opposites.
Mm-hmm.
One, I come off as a persona that's very strong, very masculine, right? Sometimes very strong, very masculine. And also because I'm such an introvert, if I'm in public, I'm like in a corner, I don't talk. And people see that as unapproachable, but I am such an introvert that Myers-Briggs said I broke their survey. And it doesn't match up because here we are. Well, but they don't know what energy this takes out of somebody like me that's an introvert. So what is going to happen after I'm done, like when I do 1-2 hours, right? And on Thursday, I added a 3rd show, which I'll talk to you about. I have to be like sitting back here like by myself.
It's not uncommon. And when
really?
You know, Pat, I've been doing like the Truth is Funny radio show for 6 years now.
Okay.
When I first, and you know, the reason why I skip around a lot when I talk is because as I'm speaking, I'm literally shifting energy.
I know you are.
And I'm pulling all this energy together as a collective.
Well, I'm going to count on you to get rid of whatever is in there, but we have 2 people. One is a caller. Thank you, Benny. Thank you.
Cool.
Jenny, we're going to get to you in a hot second. We're going to get you, but I got to go real quick. We got to go over to Kathy because not only did she type this in once, she typed it in 3 times. And I think it's a group consciousness.
Okay.
Yes, Kathy, I'm with you. What I need for money energy. So you're asking, what do I need for money energy? I can't wait to hear this example and what the card is for that, Kathy. What do I need for money energy?
Well, Money is a huge force. And it's very interesting because this morning on my show, I opened the book up to the part that talks about trends, like that we need to follow the trends and that people are looking for the new normal. So, or they're trying to wait for things to turn back to normal. And we are in the new normal. So what we need to do to manifest money is the card that is for money. There's several that we have, but at the back of every card right now is that this is raw. This is basically a painting I did or a drawing I did. This is a solar eclipse or a solar flare, ayahuasca style that I saw in ceremony.
So is it referencing the sun god Ra?
Yes.
I'm going to turn my thing in a minute and I want to show everybody the picture I have of Ra, but tell us about the energy of that though.
Well, Ra is life force energy. So if we think about money, we think about money as a force, and life force energy is just being able to breathe. I don't know if people have heard about breatharians. I met two breatharians that lived off air for 5 years, but I meet a lot of kind of cool people.
You do. And I just want to make sure all you all, it looks like we're not even going to go to break because we don't want to, but thetruthisfunny.com. And that's where you can go. If you go there, you're going to be able to really look at the past shows Colette's done. There's so much there. And also it'll get you to Tales from the Vector. But I think the money thing is, you know, here's the epiphany I got. And then we're going to go to the phones.
Okay. I'm just looking for the one card while you talk.
You go ahead. So here's the thing I got. I interviewed David Essel the other day, and I've interviewed David before. And, you know, David comes from this generation of law of attraction people. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line with that is that the old school law of attraction people really didn't have it right. I mean, there's nothing that anybody could learn from creating a vision board and not taking action in their life.
I am not a big fan of vision boards. I'm more of a fan of a vision box.
Well, I'm a fan of a vision box that gets your butt off the couch to do something.
Well, I'm talking about.
I'm a fan of the box and the butt.
Yeah,
the box.
The universe wants to see.
Did I say that, Benny?
Action. Yeah,
butt box. that's what we need. We need a butt box.
Shift happens.
We got to have a butt box because if you're gonna put something that you desire, if you're gonna put something that you desire into the universe, you have got to get your butt in gear, like my mama used to say. She used to say, you know what, shift or get off the pot.
That's what my dad said.
Let's go to the phones, Benny, because we're just having so much fun. I'm afraid that we're just going to
show this one card first.
Okay.
You see this? This is reckless abandon. And I showed her this morning on my.
That's me.
This is the solar eclipse card. We are just in one right now. Can you imagine when people first knew about a solar eclipse and all of a sudden the sun disappeared and it was black? How freaked out that must have been.
Totally freaked out. Not just at the moment, but they got freaked out for decades.
But this here card is our declutter card.
Beautiful.
She travels light. She manifests what she needs as she needs it. And it's W-R-E-C-K, reckless. Abandon. And this is about freedom. This card and money is freedom, if you've noticed.
Well, Kathy, that's what I want to say. I mean, the thing about money and money energy is that unless you and we'll talk about this in a minute, but because I want to go to the phones, unless we clear out the noise in the way of pure desire. See, I am a fan of pure desire, pure. And I don't like the word want or need. My mama taught us about desire. And I'm not talking sexual. I'm talking about desire.
Desires.
No, my mama used to say pure because she's from the South. She didn't know anything about authentic. She used to say, honey, it needs to be pure. You have pure authentic. You have just pure desire. And she said, you cannot have any stuff in the way of that.
Here's the perfect answer for that. This is in manual two. This is funny. People, there's things that happen with people. And so they'll have these experiences of getting what you want. Have you ever had that experience where you got what you wanted and then you didn't want it?
I have to think about that one. I don't know if that's even true.
Yes, it is true.
Think
about Christmas.
Yes.
Think about being a little kid.
I go right to relationships.
And they make all the music and they make all that stuff. And then you get
my God.
And then you're like, I didn't really want that.
No, okay. I could think about the relationship I was in.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones, Betty.
All right, we'll take Jenny. Jenny's calling in from Seattle. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Well, for the first time in my 61 years, I began having some very serious digestive problems in April. And they're still ongoing. And I've never had this.
It's coming up that you can't stomach life right now. Digest what's going on. Is there, like, you just turned 61?
Well, in February.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on a scale like of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, 0 being what's a little indigestion, where are you on that scale? I just like to get a baseline.
Yeah, probably about 7 or 8.
Okay, and so when did this start?
April.
Oh,
and what was going on in your life in April?
Well, some pretty serious transition.
Transition. It's a serious transition. Transition is about birth and death, and it just so happens that this card just popped up here. So here's transition in my deck, and I talk about this. There's a lot of people right now that are making their exit, going to the other side. I just worked with a client. Her friend that she'd known for 50 some years, was found. She had a heart attack, and 25 minutes later they found her. So she was in a coma and she didn't have family to, to make decisions for her. So my friend booked a session with me. And we worked on this woman, and you can test energetically. Does this person want to live well or die well, or live bad or die bad? And this woman wanted to live. And so because of that, the doctors, after 2 weeks, they were wanting to pull the plug on this woman. And after 2 weeks, she woke up and she could tell the doctor what his first name was. She could ask questions. So transition. Now she just went to visit her friend and she's sitting up and laughing in a chair.
Wow.
So you can, for you, what's coming up is so much transition. Was it good? What was it? Can you tell us what the transition?
Yeah. I was just going to ask that. Can you share a little bit about it if you don't want to go full disclosure?
Sure.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have raised 6 children, been married 40 years, and trying to shift the balance in the relationship. And I've been the main person with the mom with kids. I'm a massage therapist and trying to shift to feel more, been in a religious fundamentalist group for like 25 years and I came out of that, but still trying to shift.
You have a lot going on.
Yeah.
What's coming up is your religious experiences and from your ancestors. It's kind of like I was raised very Roman Catholic. And I know that a lot of my dad's ancestors are turning over in their graves.
Yeah, mine too.
I can guarantee you there's some of that going on.
Yeah, and so we're just going to strengthen you energetically. What I'm doing, I'm tuning into your spine. And I'm strengthening you to every religious experience that you've ever had and every experience that you haven't had. And also for your children. And so the part that you feel like what's coming up is you are going through like a transition in almost every level in almost so many ways. And I'm getting much of this transition is actually beautiful. Would you agree? Some of it is really, really awesome.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. So what's coming up for you in particular, it's kind of like, when you get on an elevator, or no, that's not as good an example. It's more like getting on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you're climb, and then you go down. Woo!
Yeah.
And so when I'm getting, are you a person that has done a lot of work on yourself? Spiritually, energetically, because that's what's coming up, that you've done really good work. Mm-hmm. And what happens is we tend to go into this place where when we're doing a lot of energy work, there's no magic pill to stop things that you don't want to happen from happening. However, what we can do is tune in and get ourselves neutral so that we're absolutely neutral to the absolute worst thing that could happen. So what's the absolute worst thing that could happen to you right now?
It doesn't sound, my husband's having trouble with this. He's having trouble with how I've changed.
Well, that's his problem, not your problem. Yeah. That's his problem, not your problem. So we're going to strengthen you to that.
Yeah.
This is happening with many, many people right now. The energy, we're moving out of Pisces into Aquarius. How old is your husband?
He's 61 also.
Okay, so, you know, men in particular have had a bit more authority over the last centuries or so.
Right.
Have you noticed? And particularly in the religion industry.
Mm-hmm.
Very much and,
Yes. Yeah. And so if you realize that how hard it is to change when people fear change, because a lot of times the change that they've experienced has been for the worse, but people actually get much weaker to change when they're approaching their absolute best. And so we're going to strengthen that for you, that you're strong to the absolute worst thing, which coming up for you is that he won't let you leave.
Right. There's more constriction.
Right. Yeah. And that's your number one weakness. And so I'm just tuning into that and strengthening you to that, to the roller coaster around this, the emotions that are coming up and down. Please, people, be compassionate. Compassion does not mean lowering your vibration. Compassion means that you hold the vibration. You raise your frequency. You lead the way by being strong and by being in your center. So when there's a hurricane coming, happening around you, you just want to go to your center, and we can energetically tune into the spine. And what I'm doing is I'm energetically just picturing a light go up and down your spine really fast. And I'm deleting these memories. And most of them aren't even yours anyway. Many, many men right now are going through this. Many women are going through this. How many women out there have become more masculine, like speaking? Which is why she blew her knee. Like a lot of women are saying, a lot of women are saying, I don't want to be the man. I want to be in my sensuality. And this is the purpose card. And of course, I picked this one for Pat, and it didn't surprise me, because this is my purpose card. And this card is Archangel Michael with, well, it's actually my Jesus card.
Yeah.
It's my Christ card.
Yeah.
So when I was in ceremony, this came up, that we all have access to this, this religious energy. It doesn't really matter. We're just going to clear anything that doesn't benefit you from it. And then everything that does benefit you from it. And I just want to check with you right now. If you get in touch with it now and you think about your husband and the difficulties he's having, and you think about your stomach right now, it's more coming from him having a problem with digesting life with you, how you are now. And many, many people will say, you're not the woman I married. You're not the man I married. Well, you know, after six children, I hope not.
Well, you know, and so let me just say this, because I think what we're talking about is so powerful. And I want to leave you with this. I have coaching clients just like Colette. And I put a pattern together around April. And I'm just going to share this, and then I'll let you go. The pattern in the United States, and why I experience more calls from women in April, believe it or not, Took me a few minutes to figure it out. Sometimes I'm a little slow. It had to do with relationships between men and women and the issuance of the Mueller report. What happened in politics in April here in the United States. And as I talked to folks, it didn't come up originally. It came up kind of just like you're talking, Jenny, right? But when we started to talk more about it, there was a tension and a split in families and relationships. And so I don't know if that's part of what's going on for you. It's probably the unspoken thing, especially when we peel off and we create a different perspective, right? And we start to change our spiritual religious beliefs, right? You know, and so that is something that happened in the United States in April. And what happened with that, for about a 2-week grace period, it wasn't being talked about in relationships, but other tensions showed up in these relationships. And then it started to manifest later on. And so people say to me, what do you tell your clients? Do you tell them to stop watching the news? I say, no, I just say, don't become addicted to it. Colette, go ahead. And then we're going to go right to another call.
Well, this is the card. If you've heard about Edward Snowden,
Worked
for the CIA, FBI, contracted out. He lives in Russia now.
Yeah.
But he identified 7 tactics that the government uses to, I call them the dirty D's.
Yeah.
And this one is deception. The biggest deception we've ever been given
is
that there is a war between men and women.
Yeah.
There's no war between men and women. There's a power struggle.
Yeah. Right? That's it.
It's a power struggle.
That's what Jenny's going through.
Right. And so that's why we're just going to strengthen you to that. Like it's kind of like how many times women just because of the authority around the males, and that most of the world is run by men. It could be women too doing it. But this is about power.
Yeah. And, you know, by the way, I think we've got another caller I want to get to. We have about 2 minutes left. But Jenny, look, take this, get a hold of Colette, because I think you're going to need some additional help with this. Okay.
Thanks.
Stomaching life and enjoying it.
All right. Thank you, Benny. I think we can get very quickly if we can bring, Trisha.
She's there.
Trisha.
Hello.
Hey, how can we help you? We literally have about 2 minutes, but we're going to make it laser for you.
Super fast.
Oh, thank you. I've got some issues with pain, like period cramps, and I've got swollen saliva glands that are really bothering me.
Okay, so right away what comes up, what people need to understand is that the womb and the vagina and the mouth are very intimately connected.
Yep.
And that's what's coming up right now. So we're just going to strengthen any time that, and what's coming up is having your style cramped. Someone's cramping your style. And a lot of people right now are feeling a sense of a little bit of a vertigo, and we're just going to strengthen you to that. It's actually the spin. And so we're going to strengthen everybody right now. My card, Unfettered, I'm not going to look for her now because we don't have, this is the card for you. This is the cosmic card. Most people on this planet want peace. We want peace. And that's what a lot of people can't stomach, is seeing what's going on in the world at this time.
Yeah.
It's hard to stomach. It's hard to stomach. And so we're just going to strengthen everybody that it's easy to stomach because we're going to, like Pat says, take action within ourselves. It starts from you within. And you're, as you become calm, your thoughts become calm. They go out there. This is coming up for you. Someone's cramping your style.
How's that feel for you?
It feels good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the leading weakness for you right now. So no cramping style. What I say, everybody out there, right now, you are an original. And every single one of us brings value to this planet and to the entire universe. And so we all need to step into that power within ourselves right now. If you want to have a good future, participate in it.
Yeah, here's the image I'm going to get, and I'll leave you with this. The image I get is, if you've ever been in New York and you've ever been on a high-rise elevator that goes up to a top office building, here's what you experience. If you get on first, you have to pick your turf and get into a corner. If you don't, by the time you get to the 11th floor, you are smack in the middle of about 50 people in an elevator that has a capacity of 20. And sometimes we don't understand that all we need to do is get off at the next stop.
I love that.
Well, that's Stefan. I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. TheTruthIsFunny.com. Check it out. Book a session with Colette, please. Let's clean this up. We'll be right back.
I'm home for the summer.